Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Summer 2019 Newsletter. Macomb Library for the Blind is on the air. We are always trying to reach out to our patrons to update them about our library and about types of information that might be helpful for daily life concerning vision issues. So, we have made our first foray into the world of podcasts. If you visit our website at https://cmpl.org/mlbph and go down the page, you will find a link to our MLBPH podcast, hosted by our librarian Barb and our tutor program facilitator Sharon. The first episode focuses on equipment and communication that aid people with vision issues to become more independent. More episodes to follow, so stay tuned. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee has been collecting used assistive technology, AT, that we can offer to you at no charge through our recycle program. We have a variety of magnifiers, small tape recorders, CD book players, a barcode scanner, and other items for daily tasks. And if we don't have what you need, we can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, call or email Kathy McAdam, mcmcadam@gmail.com. Phone number, area code 313-563-1412. The Macomb Library for the Blind staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Our website is www.cmpl.org/mlbph. You can also contact the Macomb Library for the Blind at the following phone numbers, area code 586-286-1580, or toll-free at 855-203-5274. Our email address is mlbph@cmpl.org. If we are unavailable to take your phone call, please leave us a message and we will return your call as soon as possible. iPad added to library collection. Would you like a free way to try your hand at operating an iPad? For our patrons who've been wondering if they could handle an iPad, here is a chance to try it out. We are now able to let you borrow an iPad for 3 weeks from the Macomb Library for the Blind. All you will need is your library card so you can check it out. You or a family member or friend will need to come to the library to pick it up as we are unable to mail it to you. Dorothy was our first patron to check out our iPad. She just loved it and wanted everyone to know it is worth trying out. When finances are a factor, trying something like this to see if it is worth the money is helpful. Dorothy said she was able to download books through our Bard website and listen to them. She also went on the internet and found free music to listen to, and she was able to do some research online. Dorothy commented that the nice part was that you can do all of this on your own time. The internet is available when you are. The iPad has built-in free Wi-Fi, so you can do things like connect to the internet and even download our audiobooks right to the iPad and listen to our books. The iPad also has a feature called VoiceOver. With VoiceOver, as you touch the screen, it will tell you what application you are touching and it will prompt you to open the application. You would not need to see the screen in order to operate the iPad. Please call the library for more details at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274 to learn about this great opportunity. Summer Reading Contest. This summer, why not enter our 2019 Summer Reading Contest and go to the movies? Well, books into movies, that is. Call the library and we will give you the titles of books we have that were made into movies. You will need to choose three titles, and when you have finished reading all three books, give us a call and let us know what you thought of each book and which book was the best. We will enter your name in a drawing to be one of two winners to receive a prize from the Maxi AIDS catalog. One entry per person. The contest starts on Monday, June 24th and runs through Friday, August 23rd. Winners will be called in early September. Congratulations to the winners of our winter reading contest, Richard, Jean, Kathleen, and Daniel. Sharon's Corner. There was a time when we looked forward to the weekend and the Sunday paper. We anticipated a long, leisurely morning or afternoon, just reading a section at a time in the order that we had established years before. We looked at car ads, houses for sale, and the latest sports scores. We read local and national news and shook our heads at the events that defied logic, at least the way we saw it. Now, of course, our news gathering, shopping, and even banking are done online. Anytime we go online to check emails, see what's going on in Facebook, or simply want to check up on a recent news story, we enter the invisible cyber world along with billions of others across the planet. While we are out there, others are keeping track of who we are and what we are looking at while we are there. Many sites like Google, Firefox, Facebook, or websites for banking utilities and government agencies will try to protect our privacy. These sites will also track our location and monitor our interests for their own marketing and demographic purposes. We can add to that protection in the way we set up our devices and computers. The settings area in our computers and tablets can be set to block our location information, especially for apps that have nothing to do with navigation, such as getting directions, weather reports, or rideshare apps. When we are sharing a computer with another person, we can delete our browsing histories, set up an account that can be entered only with a password, or even make sure no one else can use our computer without knowing the password. The basic rule of thumb is to remember that anytime we go online, our activities can be tracked. The information we put out on social media can become a permanent record on someone else's computer. Another tip is to ignore the links that show up in your emails from banks, insurance companies, or stores. If you want to shop or bank with them, go directly to their websites. Finally, another rule of thumb, especially when it comes to social media, never put anything out there that you don't want to read about in the paper tomorrow morning. If you have questions about basic privacy protection, please call Sharon at 586-286-1580. Holiday hours. Please note, the Library for the Blind will be closed on the following dates: Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, and Thursday, July 4th. Recommendations from our contest participants. In a continuation of our last newsletter, below are more recommendations from our previous reading contest participants. Monarchs and Milkweed by Anurag Agrawal. Biologist examines the development of the monarch butterfly, its sole source of nourishment as a caterpillar, the milkweed, and their convergent evolutionary processes. Discusses in detail their parallel life cycles and the monarch's epic migration patterns from Canada and the United States to Mexico. DB 88473. The book, Monarchs and Milkweed. The Meaning of Life by Terry Eagleton. Does life have an intrinsic significance to be discovered? Or do we invest life with our own sense of purpose? Explores serious and comic approaches to the existential query, examining many works of philosophy and literature through the centuries, and supports continued attempts to find common meanings. DB 86158. The book, The Meaning of Life. G-Force by Anthony Hampshire. Rookie racer Eddie Stewart hits the big time with a chance to drive in the Indianapolis 500. He has an innovative car and a good track crew, but a mysterious series of crashes threatens to end his dream before it even begins. For grades 5 through 8. DB 72170. The book, G-Force. Mom, there's a dinosaur in Beeson's Lake by Trudy Thruitt. Scab and his friends spot a strange creature in the lake and are determined to go back for proof. But first, Scab's mom orders him to take swimming lessons, and he's afraid he'll be forced to reveal his secret fear of deep water. For grades 2 to 4. DB 84938. The book, Mom, There's a Dinosaur in Beeson's Lake. Mystery on Museum Mile by Marcia Wells. 11-year-old Edmund Lunrot, a.k.a. Eddie Red, uses his photographic memory and drawing skills to help the police catch criminals. When the cops are stumped by an art thief, Eddie becomes the NYPD's secret weapon to solve the case. For grades 4 through 7, DB 80803, the book Mystery on Museum Mile. Mystery in Mayan Mexico by Marcia Wells. While on vacation in Mexico, Eddie and his best friend Jonah rely on Eddie's talent for drawing and photographic memory to uncover clues when Eddie's father is falsely accused of stealing a jade mask. Sequel to Eddie Red Undercover. For grades 4 through 7, DB 82783. The book, Mystery in Mayan Mexico. Suddenly by Barbara Delinsky. Tucker, Vermont is a small, quiet community, and Paige Pfeiffer, pediatrician, and her medical partner, Mara O'Neill, are respected citizens. But Mara, who has had to contend with many pitfalls in her life, commits suicide, leaving Paige to care for Mara's newly arrived adoptive daughter. As Paige and her friends work to understand Mara's death, Paige also finds meaning in her own life. Strong language and some descriptions of sex. DB 38868. The book, Suddenly. Upcountry by Nelson DeMille. Retired Army investigator Paul Brenner must revisit the murder of an American officer 30 years ago in Vietnam An enemy soldier witnessed the crime, and now the U.S. military wants the truth. Sequel to The General's Daughter. Strong language, some descriptions of sex, and some violence. DB53667. The book, Up Country. Kiss to Remember by Teresa Medeiros. Sterling Harlow, Duke of Devonbrook, returns to claim the estate left after his estranged mother's death. But Laura Farley would inherit the manor only if she marries immediately. When Sterling falls off his horse and loses his memory, Laura hastily arranges a wedding. Some explicit descriptions of sex. DB52903. The book, Kiss to Remember. President's House by Margaret Truman. The daughter of President Harry Truman describes the history and architectural features of the White House and shares tidbits about its former occupants, includes anecdotes about past commanders-in-chief and their families, pets, servants, and distinguished guests. DB57439. The book, President's House. Prayer Diary in Braille. We have a daily prayer diary in Braille available for free that has been donated to our library. If you are interested, please call the library at 586-286-1580 and we will mail it to you. Reader Recommendations. Don Foley recommends Walking to Listen, 4,000 Miles Across America, One Story at a Time, by Andrew Forstoffel. The chronicle of the author's year-long walking trip across America. After graduating college, Forstoffel set out walking from eastern Pennsylvania to California, recounts conversations he had, people he met, and adventures he experienced. Explores the changing nature of human connection in the 21st century. Some strong language. Don says this is the best book of a travel series he has ever read. If you like travel books, this is one for you to try. DB8885. Walking to Listen. Lawrence Robbins recommends The Electrifying Fall of Rainbow City, Spectacle and Assassination at the 1901 World's Fair, by Margaret S. Creighton. An account of the 1901 Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, which went spectacularly awry. Many had believed it would be even more brilliant than Chicago's White City of 1893, but it was instead struck by tragedy, death, and scandals, both big and small. Lawrence says, this book is for anyone who likes history. The story focuses on different characters. It's like going into a time machine. DB88334. The book, The Electrifying Fall of Rainbow City. Melanie Allen has a descriptive movie DVD recommendation. Melanie enjoyed the movie Heaven is for Real. She says it's not a movie about someone who dies and goes to heaven. It's about a boy who has a near-death experience. There's always hope. Just because you can't see something, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's good for people who have doubts about spiritual life. DVD 389. The movie, Heaven is for Real. Marie Zaricki highly recommends books by Joni Tada, in particular, A Spectacle of Glory, God's Light Shining Through Me Every Day. Quadriplegic, who deals with chronic pain, presents a daily devotional focusing on allowing God to showcase glory through the reader, addresses discouragement, anxiety, facing hardships, persevering, and more. Marie says that the author talks about Bible scripture in lay terms that helps you carry your burden. Her words have helped Marie overcome some emotional personal problems. DB 87637. The book, A Spectacle of Glory. Grace Dansbury recommends The Brass Verdict by Michael Conley. Still recovering from the events of The Lincoln Lawyer, DB 61492, defense attorney Mickey Haller is assigned murdered colleague Jerry Vincent's high-profile movie mogul wife-killing case. Meanwhile, Haller develops an uneasy alliance with police detective Harry Bosch, who is investigating Vincent's death. Strong language and some violence. Grace says there are so many twists and turns in this novel, a lot of surprises. The best of the Harry Bosch series so far for Grace. DB 67607. The book, The Brass Verdict. Book Discussion Group. The Macomb Library for the Blind hosts a book discussion group once a month by phone. The library chooses the title to read and distributes the audiobook weeks prior to the discussion date. If you would like to join in our fun and informal discussion, please call the library at 586-286-1580 for more details. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information, please call Frank at 586-465-6694. Assistive technology demonstrations and more. If you are interested in learning about everyday items that may help you with your vision challenges, then give us a call at the library to set up a one-hour appointment with Sharon. During your appointment, Sharon can demonstrate equipment such as cooking aids, lamps, magnifiers, barcode scanner, label reader, and more. You will be able to try these items out here at the library. We do not sell this equipment, so there is no pressure to purchase, just an informal way to learn about these devices and what may be right for you. Call us to set up an appointment at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. Technology assistance. For patrons with visual impairments interested in learning how to use a computer, free tutoring is available on Windows-based computers using the screen reader JAWS or the magnification software ZoomText. Tutoring is also available for iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touch. You can learn how to use your device with its own built-in feature that talks to you. Some of your questions may be answered over the phone, but tutoring is also available in person at the library. Please call 586-286-1580 to set up an appointment. Vision Network Group by phone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped would like to extend an invitation to you to join us by phone. Our Vision Network group meets on the phone on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. There is no need to register. On the third Monday of the month, just before or at 10 a.m., call the following phone number. 712-770-4700. And when prompted, enter code 465124. You will be placed in a conference call with other patrons of our library and our moderator, Sharon. The group discusses topics of interest to people with low vision and those who are blind. You will be able to share issues and solutions with other patrons who have had similar experiences. You do not need to attend each meeting, nor do you have to stay on the phone for the entire meeting. You can simply hang up whenever you would like to exit the call. For more information on this group, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 855-203-5274. Vision Network Group starts June 4th. It is time once again for our Vision Network Group meetings here at the Macomb Library for the Blind. The group will meet on the first and third Tuesdays of June, July, August, and September in the Brennan Conference Room at the main library. We will feature presenters as well as have some open meetings where members can discuss vision issues and share experiences and solutions. Sharon Latotsky will be our moderator. The Vision Network Group meets from 10 a.m. until noon. Please mark your calendar for the following dates: June 4th and 18th, July 2nd and 16th, August 6th and 20th, September 3rd and 17th. Patrons with vision issues, caregivers, and family members and friends are welcome to attend any or all of our meetings. For more information, please call the library at 586-286-1580. You do not need to register for this program, and drop-ins are always welcome. This concludes the 2019 summer newsletter for the Macomb Library for the Blind. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. We are located at the Clinton Macomb Public Library Main Branch, 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. Please return this cartridge upon completion to our library using your mailing card on the container. Thank you.